Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show, where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer and coach, Miss Donna.
Good evening, everyone. This is a rebroadcast, so please hold all phone calls and enjoy the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show, where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer and coach, Miss Donna.
What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show? This is Donna. Today is Sunday, January 30th, 2023. We are broadcasting live from the city of Atlanta. Welcome, welcome. Of course, by the intro, you heard, please don't bring any bad news. We are talking about good news today and kindness. So listen, stay tuned, okay? The name of the show again, of course, is What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. I always like to answer that question since that would be the proper thing to do, especially for those who may be joining for the first time. And if that is the case, welcome. So welcome to you, you know, from the What is Etiquette Anyway family. So glad that you're here. Etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Now, Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So kudos out to Charles I and II. Well, once again, we are going to be discussing good news. And I just don't think we hear enough good news, mainly because it gets, I believe, you know, overshadowed by all the negative news. I'm going to bring on my co-host. She's certainly no stranger, Jacqueline Sukrum. Jacqueline, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I am doing much better this evening. Thank you so much for asking. It just seems like we don't hear enough good news. You know, when you think about that.
You turn on the news, all you get is nothing but bad, bad, bad. Rarely hear anything good happening. And when you do, oh, my God, it's like music to your ears, bring tears to your eyes. You know, it's so much bad going on, and I welcome the good news. You know, good deeds, people helping others, you know. And you have so many of them, you know, out there. I mean, it's just random acts of kindness from an unexpected stranger, you know. And that's what I like to hear. That's what I like to see. And I've seen a few lately. And I tell you, it just warms me so much inside because, you know, it's so much bad right now. Every time you turn on the television and you're hearing, you know, about the war, the killings, you know. When I hear good news, gosh, I can't even explain how it makes me feel. You know, it makes me feel just that good inside. That, you know, people are still, they're still good people in this world, you know. There are still good people out there and doing good deeds.
Yeah, that's one of the main reasons that I enjoy doing. This is one of my favorite topics, of course, is good news. And because,
yeah.
You know, just some of what you just said, you know, sometimes I have to do what I call a news fast and just sort of not look at the news for a minute or look at maybe the first 5 minutes or so of the news and then because, you know, it will just, to me, you know, when there is so much bad news that's being reported, it just does something to your spirit. You know, we have to continue to guard our gates and, you know, our eyes and, you know, our ear gates. And I've noticed that, you know, sometimes, you know, when we do hear bad news, it's like, oh, it's kind of a, I guess what you would call a triple effect. Because if you hear one bad story, then there's another one to join that one, and then another one kind of, you know, rolls off of that. Yeah. And so if we can, you know, take the time sometimes to concentrate on some good news or even to intentionally try to find some good news, you know.
Exactly.
And, Yeah, and I wanted to share this one story. And by the way, guys, I am so sorry. I know we just jumped right in. You can certainly feel free to join the conversation at 516-418-5894. Again, 516-418-5894. Send us an email to etiquetteladies@gmail.com and, you know, share your good news stories. We certainly like to hear that. But here's one I saw. I've got to share this one. This is absolutely amazing. McDonald's customer returns $5,000 he was given by accident that goes viral. Do good, people. And an Indiana man ordered a sausage McMuffin at his local McDonald's and got much more than he expected. And it goes on to say, good Samaritans can be found in the most unlikely of places. Even the drive-through lanes of your local fast food phase. On January 16th, TikToker Josiah Vargas shared a video detailing his trip to a McDonald's drive-through in Elkhart, Indiana, that resulted in him receiving much more than he ordered. In the viral clip. Of course, this clip has been viewed over 2.3 million views, okay? Vargas is shocked by what he finds in his to-go bag instead of breakfast. Thousands of dollars. He explained that he ordered a sausage McMuffin from the drive-thru, and when he looked inside the bag the worker handed him, he found their deposit. And so after showing some of the contents of the bag, which contained stacks of bills and change assorted in individual Ziploc bags, a shell-shocked Vargas examined what was erroneously handed to him instead of his breakfast sandwich. Why? There's a couple thousand dollars here, Vargas says, holding up a baggie full of $20 bills. Like, why would they do this? Why would they give this to me? So Vargas, you know, he, you know, jumped on TikTok and start talking about that. But he said that, you know, he could have easily taken the money and left, let the workers in a bind. But ultimately he says he knows what he needs to do. So then he used a kind of explicit word here, and then he said, now I have to return it because I'm a good person, I guess. And putting the money back in the bag, that is really interesting. So he pulled back up to the restaurant. He unbuckled his seatbelt, and before he heads in, he asks the universe, presumably, why would you guys do this to me? You know how bad I want this money. Why put me in this situation? So it goes on to say, after he walks into the store with his phone's camera still recording but pointed toward the ground, he approached the register with a joke. You guys laundering money around here? Vargas says to a worker at the register who realizes he's returning the cash they have been looking for. So amid all the relieved reactions from staff that can be heard from the McDonald's staff, one employee asked if they could give him a hug, which he accepted. So they have back in the car. He reflects on his good deed. I cut that short, but they were just all hugging me and thanking me, he says, adding that some folks were crying. And he said free McDonald's for a month, I guess. So he goes on to say, when I was driving away, they called me back in. They gave me $200, he said, smiling. And, you know, do good people return $5,000, got $200 and free McDonald's for a month, he says. Good trade value and maybe a viral TikTok. So, and it goes on. The article goes on. But I just thought that was so interesting. It was kind of funny, too, because he was like, okay, But, you know, he certainly could have, you know, he could have just kept driving on, you know. And he certainly did the right thing. And can you even begin to imagine, especially being the manager of that restaurant, that you just had the money but now it's gone?
Wow. I can imagine.
You know. Mm-hmm. So there are certainly, and guys, in case you just joined us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. This is a good news show. And in case you joined me after I started sharing the article I read about the McDonald's customer in Elkhart, Indiana, actually instead of receiving his sausage biscuit breakfast, he received $5,000 in the bag. And it wasn't intentionally. That was a mishap. But he did, you know, return it, which was absolutely wonderful. So, you know, there are some, you know, people that are still do the right thing. And so that's the main reason why I wanted to, you know, talk about this show. Good news. Let's just discuss good news, because we certainly hear our share of news that is not as good. So Jacqueline, how would you have reacted had you received that bag? You know,
I would have done the same exact thing, bring it back, tell the manager, you made a big mistake. You know, I think this gentleman really handled it very well, you know, and was so honest about it, because, you know, there's so many people that would have taken it and wouldn't even think twice and wouldn't even look back, you know. But this young man did the right thing, you know. I would rather do the right thing instead of lose more than just, you know, what he's stolen, you know, because that would have been stealing if you know there was a mistake made and you just take it. And some people would have said, oh, I got blessed, you know. That's how they would have looked at it.
Right.
You know, you did not get blessed, you know.
Yeah.
But this was really, really a nice thing, you know, and it really teaches a lot of people, you know, it really pays to be honest. You know, look what, I mean, at least he was really loved on by the people there, and not only that, got some free food on top of it, and some money, you know, so it's always good to do the right thing. You know, I wouldn't have done anything any different, you know. I would have done the same exact thing, bring it back and let them know that there was a mistake made.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I was thinking about that, too, before you said that. Yeah, you know, some people would say, oh, wow, I got blessed. And no. You know, it's so important to... You know, to just do, simply do the right thing, you know, because it's the
exactly.
right thing to do. And
exactly.
So, yeah, that was good on, certainly good on his behalf, because, I mean, especially since he was in the car, because it would have been so tempting. And he did say in, you know, in the article, as the article goes on, it's like, you know, why is this happening to me? How bad I want this money. You know.
I know, exactly. So. You know, and there's so many people that does. They need the money, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they would be really tempted to do the wrong thing. But, look, he was blessed. He really got blessed
mm-hmm.
for doing the right thing. You know what I'm saying?
He absolutely did. Yeah, he absolutely did.
I look at it as a blessing. I really look at it as like a blessing, you know. There's so many. I have one, you know, thing I would like to share, too, on a good deed. There was this person who was worked for the postal service. And there was this woman was getting in her car, and she left. She was at the store or something. She had left and forgot her purse on top of the vehicle. The person, the male person, saw it fall and, you know, looked, and, you know, she didn't turn, the woman didn't come back. So the person picked up the purse, and later that day, the male person went and brought the purse, had to go through the wallet to see where the person lived, and went and brought the purse back. And told her, you know, that she had, you know, driven off and the purse fell off of the hood of the vehicle. And he didn't know where she lived, but he had to go through her wallet to see. And she had money inside and everything. And when the person, you know, rung the doorbell and told her that, you know, she had lost her purse from on top of her vehicle, and he was just bringing it back, you know, because she, you know, she lost it. And she says, oh my God. And, you know, he says, well, here's your purse and your wallet. And she says, thank you. She went through the wallet, and then she saw everything is still there, you know, and she thanked him so much. She says, oh my God, you didn't steal anything. Everything is still the way, you know, the way I had it in my wallet. The money is still there, you know. And I says, well, that was really sweet. That was really sweet. That person was my husband.
when he worked for the Postal Service years ago, and I said, you know, those kind of, you know, acts of kindness, I says, wow. You know, and back then, people, they don't return anything. They just take the money or whatever they can get and throw the rest in the trash. You know, and I said, I never been so proud. You know, I never have been so proud. And it's just so many people, they attempted to do the wrong thing, but there are some good people out there still doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And when you look
Absolutely.
At the one guy that worked for the airlines, I think it was Delta, was it? It was on the news, been on the news, they keep hearing it, who helped another person that was afraid of flying.
Right.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That's what the world needs nowadays is somebody like that. You know, some people, they would have been talking, you would have heard all kind of negative things being said, but, you know, this young man, I'm glad he was there to help this lady. Because I've been there before. I didn't like, still don't like flying. I didn't have a job to hold my hand. Nobody but my husband. For me, because I was still looking out the window, looking at the wings to see if it was going to flap. But this young man here held her hand, talked to her, and kept her calm.
I thought that was so sweet. I hope they gave him a raise or something. Because he was sitting, when I saw that clip, he was sitting, you know, kind of on the floor, you know.
He was sitting on the floor,
and he was holding her hand.
Yes. I thought that was so cute, you know, because not many people would do that, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, not many people
that was
would
really
do
nice.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you might. Yeah, you might see that happening with perhaps a child, you know, a young person. But this was a grown person, you know, that actually, that he was helping. And I thought that was wonderful. I saw that too. Yeah, that was quite heartwarming to see that because,
yes,
you know, obviously she obviously had a very genuine fear, you know.
And
he was trying to make this certainly
very real.
Absolutely.
I don't hear for it.
You don't hear from flying either. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I enjoy flying. I love it. But there are a lot of people who don't enjoy it so much. And I that was very heartwarming. I'm glad you mentioned that story because I certainly saw that as well. And there's another story that I found. I might be picking up some background noise, Jacqueline. I'm not sure if that's coming from your line.
I don't know. It could be in my life. We've been having some problems with the service. Yeah, because I had static and stuff. But I'm gonna see. Let me see if I can.
Are you on speaker?
Move around.
Are you on speaker?
Oh no. No, no.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure what it is. But I want to try to share this story before we go to break here. It has, and you guys may have seen this, a man who rescued 24 people during Buffalo Blizzard awarded Super Bowl tickets. And this was just really interesting. It has, Wiki helped save 24 people during a winter storm in Buffalo last month by sheltering them in a school. The Buffalo Bills and Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York, which sponsored the team, thanked him for his actions by posting a video January 13th of retired Bills running back and Pro Football Hall of Famer Thurman Thomas and his wife Patty, surprising him with two tickets to an upcoming Super Bowl in Glendale, Arizona. Now, he went viral for leaving a note of apology in the school for damaging school property while explaining he had to take drastic action to keep everyone safe. And it said, to whom it may concern, I'm terribly sorry about breaking the school window and for breaking in the kitchen. This was part of his letter. Got stuck at 8 p.m. Friday and slept in my truck with two strangers just trying not to die. There were seven elderly people also stuck and out of fuel. I had to do it to save everyone and get them shelter and food and a bathroom. Merry Christmas, he concluded, signing the note only with the name Jay, prompting people to wonder the identity of the man. And they have, we love you. We know what you did on Christmas Eve was very heroic, and you are our hero. And the Bills and the Hype, Mark, want to present you with these tickets to go watch the Super Bowl, Thurman Thomas said, while presenting Withy with the tickets. We just had to say thank you for all you did, and we love you. Buffalo loves you, buddy, Patty Thomas said while giving him a hug. You're a hero to us and everyone else. And, of course, he was stunned at how his actions resonated with others. And he says, I can't believe the amount of reach out it got. He said, I mean, I got thank you letters from Australia. I can't believe how far it got, but it was wild. Whether Withy will get to see the Bills in the Super Bowl remains to be seen. The team defeated the Miami Dolphins, and then it just, you know, goes on. But that was amazing. And it showed, you know, he just kind of, the letter, you know, was handwritten, and he left it so that they would know exactly what happened and why it happened. And, that was just a beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And so, you know, people do, and I personally believe that people are kind-hearted at the core. You know, I believe that, you know, people are just very kind-hearted at the core and, you know, may go through some different things that may sort of change that up a little bit. But I think for the most part, you know, people are kind and they will do the right thing. And, of course, sharing these types of stories, I'm hoping that it will certainly encourage other people to do, you know, make sure that they initiate different acts of kindness as well, because that's what this is. These are acts of kindness. And, of course, on this show, we've always encouraged, you know, each and every person that listens to be sure to initiate an act of kindness at least once a week. But, you know, being intentional, we can certainly do it once a day at least. And it doesn't necessarily, and in case you guys have heard these stories, it doesn't necessarily mean anything to this magnitude. You know, this guy that we just, you know, read about him rescuing two dozen people during Buffalo Blizzard. Some people may think, you know, I couldn't do that. You know, I'm too little, or I'm too old, or I'm too frail, or how can I do anything like that? Well, it's okay. You know, thanks for thinking about that question. But it's not really, it doesn't have to be anything of that magnitude. Just little small things certainly do make a difference. And and feel free to you know, email us your story or your testimony, what have you, about, you know, the acts of kindness that you may have shown someone else, or an act of kindness that was shown to you. So you still have time to do that. EtiquetteLadies@gmail.com. We're going to take a quick break. And we're going to go ahead and look at a couple of the emails that you guys have begin to send in. Okay, so don't go away. We will be right back in just a moment. Okay, so stay tuned.
Welcome to ProMixGlobal.com. ProMix Global will help solve your audio recording and production needs, whether it's song recording, mixing and mastering, CDs, commercials, IVRs, audiobooks, or general voiceovers. ProMix Global is the choice for you. Your project will be delivered on time and on budget. For additional information or to schedule your studio time, go to www.promixglobal.com. Once again, www.promixglobal.com. Have you ever dreamed of becoming an author? You've wanted to write a book but are not sure of how to get started? Or perhaps you want to write a book but you hate writing? The truth is, most of us have information and testimonials inside of us that need to be shared. Did you know that reading about your story can possibly change the trajectory of someone's life for the good? People are waiting and needing to be guided, directed, inspired, and encouraged. And this can happen just from reading your story. CourteousPublications.com can help you write your book and get it out. We offer virtual workshops and one-on-one coaching sessions. And if you don't want to write it yourself, we can write it for you. For more information, go to CourteousPublications.com. That's CourteousPublications.com. CourteousPublications.com. Or you can send an email to CourteousPublications1@gmail.com. We help want-to-be authors write books. There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come. By remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will, you can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease, a disease that affects one in every seven Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7800. 1-800-283-7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously.
Hello, parents. Do you have school-aged children or know someone who does? Listen up. Miss Donna has worked with youth and parents, building confidence and self-esteem for over 30 years. She is a John Maxwell certified master-level trainer and coach, as well as a certified DISC trainer. Since numerous parents have asked Donna for advice regarding their children and teens, during this challenging time, she is offering special coaching sessions right now. Participating in these sessions will help your youth to become more inspired and motivated during the pandemic and beyond. Testimonial. Sarai Blue says, Miss Donna's training motivated, uplifted, and encouraged my children, ages 5, 9, and 15, and they are excited and feeling confident again. If you are interested or know someone who is, quickly go to www.missdonnaspeaks.com. That's www.missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Click coaching, then contact, and complete requested info, or send an email to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Hurry, space is limited.
Are you a kind person? When was the last time you initiated an act of kindness? Did you know that genuine kindness is being nice to someone without expecting anything in return? When you are kind to others, it helps to make someone's day, and you will feel good about it also. Use the Kindness is Contagious Journal by Donna Page Riley to track kind deeds. Or you can use the 120-page blank line journal for whatever you'd like. Go to Amazon.com, type in Kindness is Contagious by Donna Page Riley to secure your copy today. That's Amazon.com. Type in Kindness is Contagious by Donna Page Riley and secure your copy today. You will see that kindness is contagious.
But don't you bring me no
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
Okay, we are back and we are discussing good news. Haven't you had enough of bad news? So we're changing that up this evening. We're talking about good news. We're talking about kindness and having a great discussion here as we continue talking about good news. You can certainly send us your comments or you can give us a call. Jacqueline, want to read a couple that we've received here. And, guys, it's not too late. You can send your email as well, etiquetteladies@gmail.com. Any type of good news you want to share with us, we will certainly be willing to share that, okay? Here's one that says, Miss Donna, I hope you and your guest are well. I want to share my kindness story. I was at the store at the self-checkout and discovered I didn't have my debit card. I was very embarrassed, but the man behind me offered to pay. I was very grateful. And this comes from Destiny Cloud in Atlanta. Destiny, thank you so much for sharing that. That is amazing. That is amazing. And, of course, Jacqueline, you know, that can certainly be very embarrassing. You know, you've rang up everything, or you scanned everything, you know. In the case of her being at the self-checkout, you've scanned everything. And then at the end, you know, you look and you pay. And you look and you, I don't have my card, you know.
I know. That's a scary feeling.
Yeah, you know, because you could have people behind you getting mad and, like, you know, because, you know, most people, it seems, anyway, in the stores are not as patient sometimes. And so I could imagine, you know, what would have happened. But that was very nice. So certainly kudos goes out to whoever this person was. She didn't name him, but wherever he was, and certainly want to send a kudos out to him, because that was very, very kind. Yeah, that's definitely an act of kindness. And, of course, we talk about acts of kindness, you know, each and every show, because I just don't believe that, you know, we can initiate enough of kindness, you know, and we want to certainly try. You know, but it's just a matter of just being kind. You know, and everyone has time, you know, to be kind. Just take a few seconds, you know, out of your day to, you know, see if you can help someone, or if someone drops something, you can help them pick it up, or, you know, open the door for someone, or you see someone, you know, coming out of the door behind you, just, you know, keep the door open for a few more seconds and let that person go ahead and come in. Actually looking at another one. This one says, Etiquette Lady, thanks for talking about good news. I left my wallet on the counter, and when I went back, the clerk put it up for me. I was thrilled. And by the way, my family and I have listened to your show for 3 years. This comes from Sarah in Denver, Colorado. Sarah, thank you so much for sharing that, and thank you so much for listening for the last 3 years. We certainly do appreciate that. And Jacqueline, mm-hmm. here's a, you know, this is another indication. She left her wallet, and the clerk had put it up.
That was awesome because, you know, sometimes, you know, when I know with my experience, there was, I was at the grocery store, and I always, you know, grab a basket when I'm getting out of the vehicle. If there's a basket close by, I grab the basket. in the basket that I grabbed, it had somebody's wallet there. And, I mean, maybe I should have looked through it to find the owner and call them, but I didn't, or find out where they lived. I didn't do it. I brought it to the customer service and gave it to the customer service person. And, you know, I still, it didn't dawn on me, you know, that some people, not as kind, you know, they'll take it and may not even turn it in. I don't even know what happened, you know, to the wallet. If the person, you know, if the store reached out to that person or what. But, you know, I thought I did the right thing. It makes me question now, did I do the right thing? Because I turned it in to the store and hoping that the person who left it would come back. You know what I'm saying? And ask them, did anybody turn in their wallet, you know? So I don't know. That would be, you know, I'd like to hear, you know, what somebody else would have done in that situation, you know?
Certainly, you know, be the thing to do for the simple fact that they, as you think back to where you, you know, the last place you were, then that, I believe that would be the first thing certainly I would do is go back. You try to go back and retrace your steps. And so quite naturally,
right,
you would go back to that store and generally, you know, just automatically you would want to turn it in, you know, to the service desk or
right,
take it to the counter, because when someone comes back, that's likely where they're going to return to, is to go back to, you know, go to the services. Hey, did anyone turn in, you know, anyone turn in some keys?
Right.
Anyone turn in a wallet? Anyone find a card?
Exactly.
That's a normal place to do. So yeah, you did the right thing and
right,
taking it back. And so the question becomes, or the thought becomes, hopefully, you know, who you
they
turn that
right
into
thing
would also do the right thing. Exactly.
Exactly.
But yeah, you
yeah
did the right thing. I mean, that's just, you know, that would be a normal reaction, is to, you know, let me retrace my steps and let me go back to where I was last. And, you know, if someone
right
found something, then, you know, they would have turned it in. That would be the likely place to turn it in to, you know, the
right
service desk or the, you know, the service counter or whatever the situation is. That's just, that would be the normal thing to do. So actually, so yeah, absolutely. I do believe you certainly did the right thing. And, you know, so you just, yeah, you just hope that others, you know, do the same thing as well. And I think for the most part, you know, people are honest. But, you know, there's some that may not be, but I think for the most part, you know, when I'm thinking of the human race, I think, you know, for the most part, people are honest. And
right.
And it's just a matter of, you know, what I always think about is I put myself in that position. You know, if I find something that someone lost, I would feel, you know, how would I feel had I lost this item or I misplaced this
mm-hmm
item? And so I always think and try to put myself in that person's position, you know, so, and hopefully, you know, it's like, and then on the other side is I believe very strongly is, and you reap what you sow. So,
exactly,
you know, I feel that, yeah, I feel that, you know, with me doing the right thing, and the right thing
mm-hmm
will come to me, and
exactly,
and I believe that. And, you know, when you're talking about good deeds and things of that nature, I think about the fruits of the Spirit, you know.
Exactly.
And, yeah, yeah.
You know because I questioned myself. Maybe I should have looked to see whose wallet it was and go bring it to them, you know, find out where they lived and bring it to them. But, you know, you never know in this society, you know, what they're going to do,
right,
what they're going to say, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I just thought I would do it this way would be the easiest
way to do it, turning in. And hopefully they'll do the right thing by, you know, maybe notifying the person themselves that they have their wallet there, you know. And it takes the pressure and everything off of me, or the liability aspect of it off of me, because you don't know what they're going to say, you know.
Right,
You know,
but no.
Trying to do the right thing, you know.
Right.
I would expect somebody else to do the same if it was me that lost my wallet or whatever, or purse, and they would bring it up to the service desk, you know?
I mean, you most certainly did do the right thing. You absolutely did do the right thing. Because, I mean, that's just a natural thing to do. Let's see. I am looking at... another email. Happy news. It says, happy news. Lady working in Ohio shared with a customer of her being evicted. In turn, the customer gifted her with a fully furnished home. What a blessing. Wow.
Wow.
Absolutely. What a blessing. And this comes from Kathy Foss. Oh, Kathy, thank you so much for sharing that. Wow. She shared with a customer of her being evicted. In turn, the customer gifted her with a fully furnished house. So now you know we have to certainly applaud this, right?
That
I mean, absolutely amazing.
That is a tearjerker right there.
Wow. But, you know, like I said, people are just, you know, I really believe, you know, most people at the core are really good people, you know. Wow, that's amazing. These stories are getting just better and better here. Wow. Let me look. Here's one that said, oh, guys, I'm so sorry. In case you all are just joining us, we are talking about kindness and good news. And, of course, you know, kindness and good news, they really go together. You know, they really do go together. That's why I titled the show, Kindness and Good News, because they actually really do go together. And you can get in on the conversation if you'd like. If you want to reach out, you can still reach out. It's 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. We hear quite a bit of bad news, and so we want to try to do something to sort of balance that out a little bit and have some shows that we specifically try to make sure that we concentrate on news, because, you know, on this show we want to be able to uplift and encourage and inspire, and so part of that is certainly, you know, sharing some good news, because we can all certainly, you know, be inspired and encouraged, and I believe that, you know, on a daily basis. And it's just a matter of you can inspire and encourage someone and make someone smile by extending an act of kindness, okay? Very, very important, you know. And I think of the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Those are fruits of the Spirit. And, you know, just being really, really just kind, you know, being gentle, faithful, kindness, just really, really, really important. I'm going to read another one. Jacqueline. It says, Miss Donna, thanks for your show. Because of your show, my six-year-old twins' kindness deeds every day. They said they heard you say it on your show. They've actually been having a contest with each other and with some of their friends. thanks again for what you do. And this comes from Jonathan, and Jonathan is in Marietta, Georgia. Jonathan, thank you so much for sharing that. And you fix your feet. Look, okay, we're going to have to applaud these twins. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, you know, so in other words, Jacqueline, now we know if six-year-old twins can be intentional about making sure that they initiate acts of kindness deeds, then those of us that are, you know, older or mature, I mean, what? Okay. They said that the children shall lead them.
Okay.
And that is, I would be so delighted to speak with these six-year-olds.
Oh, really?
You know what happens, especially with kids, as he said, that they've created a contest he has on here. They've actually been having a contest with each other. So I can only imagine how that is. You know, they're probably trying to outdo each other, and then have talked to their friends about it. I just think that is absolutely amazing. That is so amazing. And here again, you know, I want to remind people that it doesn't mean that you have to do something that's so, you know, just so out of this world, or go save people from drowning and things like that. Yes, those are amazing deeds, but just an act of kindness is just being nice to someone else, you know, and helping or encouraging. Those are acts of kindness as well, you know. Who have you encouraged today? And usually and daily, you know, I'll say, you know, Lord, show me who it is you might have me to speak a word of kindness to or encourage on today. And that's just something I personally do daily. And the reason I do that is so that I am setting that, you know, intention. And I'm telling you, you know, when I do that, and actually make it intentional, the Lord will show me somebody, you know, that either needs, you know, a word of encouragement to, or needs some help, you know, or maybe walking out the door and they're carrying all this stuff and stuff is dropping or just something like that. But it's just a matter, if you're being intentional, you will actually, you know, have an opportunity to do that. I mean, you might see somebody who, you know, looks rather upset or sad, and, you know, you just give them a smile and a word of encouragement or something. And no, you don't necessarily have to know them, you know. Smile at somebody that you don't even know, and you don't know how that might actually change the trajectory of their day. You know, they could be having a bad day, a challenging day. They may not feel good. You know, you can offer somebody, you know, can I pray for you? You know, how can I encourage you? And those are, that's just simple. These are all, we're talking about, these are all free things that we can do. And so that's, you know, that's another purpose of this show. Is to, you know, what can you do to be nice and kind, you know, to someone else? Because it can be a ripple effect. And, you know, if you're kind to someone, then probably what's going to happen is they're going to be kind to someone else. And so on and so on. So what do you think about that, Jacqueline?
Oh, most definitely. You know, I met a young lady in the store, and I'm a talker, of course. You know that, Donna. I met this young lady, and we were in the flower area. She was looking at some flower, and I was looking at some, too. And, you know, we both had our masks on, and she just looked down and, you know, looking like she was confused, didn't know what to get or anything like that. And she was about to get the wrong one. And I told her, I mentioned to her, I said, look, it's this one that's listed
under that tab. And she looked and she said, yes, it is, it is. So we just started talking just randomly about flour. And she says, oh, so you're familiar with the different kinds of this? Oh, yes. I says, I love to make my own pasta. And, oh, it just drew up a conversation. And, you know, she says, oh, thank you so much. You know, we stood there for an hour talking, believe it or not, for a whole hour in the store at the flour section talking about cooking and pasta. And she says, oh, my God, you just inspired me, you know. And I didn't think by talking about, you know, something like the pasta and making fresh pasta, inspiring her to, you know, to maybe do the same thing in the storing of some of the, you know, the flour and stuff like that. And I told her, you know, well, I'm crazy, why? And, you know, she says, oh, gosh, we exchanged phone numbers. She gave me a hug. And it made me feel so good because, you know what, it wasn't just her feeling inspired. I was as well. And it just touched me so much because at that particular time, I was having a bad day. And just doing, you know, something, even talking to somebody else to try to brighten her day, she really wound up brightening up mine.
And so, you know what, Jacqueline, you know, that's how it goes. You know, that's how it goes. If you initiate an act of kindness and just kind to someone, you know, it makes you feel good as well. So not only does it make that other person's day, but it makes you feel good as well when you extend some type of kindness or when you're, you know, you're not just intentionally really nice to someone. I'm so glad that you brought that up because it does. It actually makes you feel it's good for you too, even though you want to, you know, help other people or try to encourage others. But, you know, that helps you feel good doing that. And then that's going to be reciprocated as well in acts of kindness. And I do want to suggest, too, I have to talk about my kindness journal. And I certainly want to say that to the twins' parents. Is I actually created a kindness journal, and what it is, it's a 120 page line journal, and I mean you can use it for anything, but the main reason that I particularly created this is because to be intentional about initiating acts of kindness. So one side is, you know, who was kind to you today, and on the other side is who did you initiate a kindness deed, you know, for, you know, who are you kind to? And so with having that and being able to kind of document, that keeps you in a place where you are being intentional about trying to see, you know, how many people you can be nice to. And so, so I did want to mention that, but that is, it's called Kindness is Contagious. It's a pink journal, kind of with little flowers or something on it, but this Kindness is Contagious journal by Donna Paige Riley. You can get that off of Amazon.com, but it's a great tool to track, you know, kindness deeds. And I think it's really cool. It would be really cool as well for the twins since they've already started a contest. You know, I think that would be real cute. Well, Jacqueline, listen, thank you so much for joining me this evening. It has been a wonderful conversation. And, guys, if you missed any of the show or you happen to tune in a little bit late, no worries. You'll be able to go back and listen to the show in its entirety. But mainly the message for the show this evening is to, you know, initiate an act of kindness, and others will initiate acts of kindness to you. And so, you know, you're encouraging and you're making other people's day, and it's just wonderful. And when people do it, and let me say this, when people do initiate acts of kindness, you want to definitely respond by saying thank you, because thank you are two small words, if you will, but they pack such a powerful meaning. So definitely say thank you. I'm real big on thank you notes as well. Thank you cards, thank you notes. Just thank a person. And that's an act of kindness in itself. Okay, and by the way, talking about thank you, I want to thank everyone who has tuned in this evening and, of course, who will listen to the archives. Thank you so much. When you send us a message or email, we certainly appreciate that. The loyal listeners that have been listening to us, thank you, as well as the new ones that you may be tuning in for the first time today. We look at you as being a part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. Thank you so much for that. If you have a topic that you would like to hear us discuss in the future, be sure to let us know. We'll see what we can do to make that happen. And we certainly do appreciate when you tell your friends and family about our show and invite them to listen. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. And we know that we can only do this one person at a time, and you know, with your help, of course. And remember the golden rule, that's treat others the way you want to be treated. And we pretty much alluded to this, you know, during this show. And so we want you to definitely to consider, you know, doing that. Never tire of loyalty and kindness, that word again. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. And this comes from Proverbs 3:3, which is one of my absolute favorite proverbs. And by the way, Jacqueline, I did want to say this. It's been a little challenging day for me. I wasn't feeling really well today, but you know what? I feel better now that I've actually done the kindness show. You know, isn't that amazing how that works? And
but
so I am.
Awesome.
I'm so grateful for that.
Right. Well, and I want to thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Oh, it is always a pleasure to have you join. Absolutely. It's always a pleasure. You're so welcome for that. So, but you guys, listen, certainly make sure you initiate an act of kindness this week. And if you're really intentional, you can do one every day, as we've been talking about this evening. Once again, thank you all so much for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Next week, we start our Black History series. It is Black History Month, or African American History Month, or however you refer to it. We're going to talk about it. We'll get started next week. We're going to talk about parenting as well. We're going to cover quite a bit as we continue our shows, okay? So, again, thank you all so much for tuning in. If you missed part of the show, no worries. You'll be able to go back, and you'll be able to listen to it in its entirety. And we appreciate you sharing the content with the show and sharing our show links as well. Certainly do appreciate it. I'm going to run this kindness commercial again, and then we're going to sign off. Thanks again for listening, guys. Good night. Take care. God bless.
Are you a kind person? When was the last time you initiated an act of kindness? Did you know that genuine kindness is being nice to someone without expecting anything in return? When you are kind to others, it helps to make someone's day, and you will feel good about it also. Use the Kindness is Contagious Journal by Donna Page Riley to track kind deeds. Or you can use the 120-page blank line journal for whatever you'd like. Go to Amazon.com, type in Kindness is Contagious by Donna Page Riley to secure your copy today. That's Amazon.com, type in Kindness is Contagious by Donna Page Riley and secure your copy today. You will see that kindness is contagious. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.